Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents EMDR Therapy and Somatic Psychology, Interventions to Enhance Embodiment in Trauma Treatment by Ariel Schwartz and Barb Mayberger, narrated by Randy Kay. Publisher's note, this audiobook includes many references to exercises. Please have a piece of paper with a pen or pencil or a note-taking device available. Note, standards of clinical practice and protocol change over time, and no technique or recommendation is guaranteed to be safe or effective in all circumstances. This volume is intended as a general information resource for professionals practicing in the field of psychotherapy and mental health. It is not a substitute for appropriate training, peer review, and/or clinical supervision. Neither the publisher nor the author or authors can guarantee the complete accuracy, efficacy, or appropriateness of any particular recommendation in every respect. Foreword by Robin Shapiro. Over the last four decades, my own training as a therapist has included EMDR therapy, ego state work, relational and mindfulness interventions that combine working cognitively and somatically. EMDR therapy and somatic psychology brings together the best of these useful modalities in one place. Ariel Schwartz and Barb Mayberger skillfully teach how to bring somatic, mindfulness, and relational therapies into the EMDR protocol, and they do it in plain English, with wonderful scripts that will teach clinicians how to guide clients into embodied and relational awareness with many lovely, helpful interventions. The book reviews neuroscience in easy-to-understand language and gives a structure for particular interventions to handle a wide range of clients' concerns and symptoms. Schwartz and Mayberger began their training in the field of somatic psychology in the 1990s and have been teaching EMDR therapy and somatic psychology for nearly 20 years. There are existing books in the field on EMDR therapy and existing books on somatic psychology, but such a practical combination has been a missing contribution in the field until now. The authors make a strong case for the integration of these two psychotherapeutic modalities with the neuroscience to back it up. You will find that they co-wrote this book with one clear, consistent voice, making complex clinical situations understandable and treatable with interventions that safely guide clients toward healing. Many EMDR therapists dutifully reference bodily sensations in performing this standard protocol without much understanding of why they do it and how to bring more focus, understanding, and integration into the therapy. After you listen to this book, you will know why, when, and exactly how to bring focus to sensations, emotions, and awareness itself into the therapy. The intervention section of the book will give you the language, observational tools, and specific instructions to help your clients become more conscious of their own somatic process. These interventions include helping the client develop awareness and containment of somatic distress, instructions on how to ground, tools for working with the breath, and guidance for an embodied exploration of boundaries. I was delighted to find the pendulation techniques, which guide clients to alternate between resourced and distressed states or between internal and external awareness, both of which can help regulate clients' affect tolerance through the 8 phases of EMDR therapy. Also included are target development scripts developed through Sensate Focus, which are most beneficial for those clients who feel a lot and remember little. I had never heard of telling a story without words, and am excited to try this one out. It seems like a great way to get avoidantly verbose clients out of their heads and into their emotions and sensations. The end of this chapter offers somatic methodologies to boost EMDR processing with somatic repatterning during desensitization, specific somatic interweaves to move stuck processing along, and helping clients truly embody the changes the processing has given them. The chapter discussing complex trauma is especially helpful, as their discussion of dissociation and ego states is deep, clear, and specific. Schwartz and Mayberger use many popular resource techniques, including teams of allies like Roy Kiesling and Laura Parnell's 2013 work, but embody both the allies and the distressed parts for nurturing, rescuing, and reenacting. Their targeting protocols are superb and provide options such as starting with stories, sensations, or parts, and bringing in allies, sensations, postures, and movement to repair what was broken or never grown in the first place. Each is specific, clearly written, and gives you the steps and the words to say to assist the growth of healthy, attached clients. Another good chapter deals with pain and illness, the perfect focus for somatic work. As in the rest of the book, you are walked through specific history, preparation and resourcing sections, and many good clearing interventions for chronic pain. The self-care mental movie provided in this chapter would be good for any client. You will also find easy and helpful yoga interventions to assist clients with building their distress tolerance. Two lovely interventions focus on self-compassion and gratitude, which can be helpful for any client, any person, and even therapists. I was surprised and delighted to see culture that is expressed through movement, postures, gestures, interactional styles, and behaviors addressed in this book. Culturally sensitive therapy is essential. The chapter reminds us that it is necessary to work with nonverbal communication and other manifestations of embodied culture, and provides practical tools for how to do so. There are culturally attuned questionnaires that will help you identify the positive and negative aspects of cultural identity, including culturally based negative cognitions. Using this information, you can assist clients to bring in cultural resources and allies to use as part of the Empowerment Mental Movie script. If you haven't noticed how your clients' emotions resonate inside your body, you'll be noticing it now and funneling that knowledge into your therapeutic work. This book concludes with a chapter of embodiment tools for your own care to help you work through such somatic countertransference successfully. As a clinical consultant, I see therapists struggle with the introjected emotions and disassociated states in their own body. When an intelligent, articulate clinician stammers, spaces out, and is unable to have their usual clear narrative about a client, I often ask, where are you holding that client or that client's distress inside of you? Schwartz and Mayberger explain how to deal with many aspects of the stress and burnout of working with traumatized, dissociated clients. This chapter will help you recognize symptoms of somatic countertransference or vicarious traumatization. They explain how such distress might show up in your body and what you can do to take care of yourself before, during, and after sessions. Their interventions are clear, imaginative, easy to use, and effective, as are all the interventions in this book. I recommend that you listen through this book carefully and begin to integrate these embodiment practices into your work with your clients. Over time, you will have somatic interventions in your bones. This book will give you many new interventions, but don't stop there. Take what you learn from this book, use it with your clients, make it yours, and find your own new ways to combine EMDR therapy, somatic, mindful, and expressive therapies. Preface: Keeping the body in mind during trauma treatment. Trauma is an everyday event. Those of us working as therapists are asked to relate to the painful aftermath of our clients' most difficult life experiences. People walk into our offices feeling weighed down with symptoms that limit their ability to feel alive and vital. Our clients show up at pivotal moments in their lives and ask us to guide them wisely through their most vulnerable times. They may believe that they will never be safe again or that they have little choice about what to think and feel now. Some feel shocked, numb, and cut off from their feelings. Others feel overwhelmed by fear and panic. Most importantly, trauma also leaves an imprint on the body. As a result, clients may wrestle with intolerable sensations, or their body may feel like a foreign object. We sit with our clients as they struggle to breathe or are disoriented by dizziness, nausea, and fatigue. If we, as therapists, do not know how to stay embodied in the midst of these powerful relational moments, we risk shutting down with our clients or becoming overwhelmed by the process. After years of training EMDR therapists, we have observed that many clinicians lack the training necessary to successfully navigate these profound somatic experiences. They do not know how to integrate the body into trauma treatment. Traditional talk therapy attends to the cognitive and emotional elements of a traumatic experience, while the somatic components are often not addressed. In contrast, the field of somatic psychology recognizes that reason alone is not sufficient to treat trauma symptoms. Somatic psychology centralizes body awareness in psychotherapy and allows the wisdom drawn from sensate experience to guide instinctual healing movements. Moreover, effective trauma treatment requires a holistic approach in which therapists have the skills to effectively help clients cope with cognitive, emotional, and somatic symptoms of PTSD. Dr. Francine Shapiro's EMDR therapy is a leading example of a comprehensive therapeutic modality that addresses the impact of traumatic events on the mind and body. However, EMDR therapy trainings typically do not go into depth about how to work with disturbing physical sensations that can interfere with resource development in the preparation phase or can lead to stuck processing during the desensitization phase. Thus, the purpose of this book is to extend the reach of EMDR therapy through the integration of somatic psychology principles and interventions that enhance embodiment in trauma treatment. Our body-centered approach to EMDR therapy provides a synthesis of what we believe to be the best trauma treatment modalities available. Furthermore, somatic therapies are not merely a set of interventions for the client. Rather, they require the presence and awareness of the therapist. This book provides accessible, experiential interventions that invite clients to increase body awareness in the preparation phase, explore healing movements during the desensitization phase, and enhance the installation phase with somatic integration. You will come away with advanced tools to help your clients reclaim their lives from the costs of PTSD. Past and current influences. The interventions in this book are drawn from our collective experience with a wide range of somatic psychotherapy modalities and the common factors that underlie them. The following body-centered modalities have been influential in our thinking and in this book. Focusing: Integrative Body Psychotherapy, the Hakomi Method, Body-Mind Centering, Process-Oriented Therapy, Authentic Movement, Core Energetics, Formative Psychology, The Moving Cycle, Somatic Experiencing, and Sensory Motor Psychotherapy. Furthermore, the field of somatic psychology relies heavily on neuroscientific research that has provided invaluable insight into how traumatic events impact the neurophysiology of the brain and body. In truth, somatic psychology would still be considered unconventional were it not for the following key contributors whose research and books have helped give credibility to the role of the body in healing the mind. Their seminal research has been influential in our thinking and in this book. Alan Fogel's research on the felt sense has helped us recognize the intrinsic value of embodied self-awareness. Likewise, Antonio Damasio's somatic marker hypothesis identified body awareness as a function of healthy decision-making. Alan Shore's research on the interpersonal underpinnings of self-regulation has reinforced our emphasis on the value of attuning to subtle cues in the body. Stephen Porges' research on the polyvagal theory provides essential insight into psychobiological responses to stress and trauma. In addition, Daniel Siegel's articulation of the window of tolerance further reinforces a regulatory focus during trauma recovery. Last, Bessel van der Kolk's book, The Body Keeps the Score, has been exceptionally instrumental in communicating the value of both top-down and bottom-up processing modes in trauma recovery. From its inception, EMDR therapy has been an integration of various therapeutic modalities, including psychodynamic, cognitive behavioral, experiential, and body-centered therapies. Like all of psychology, EMDR therapy continues to grow, expand, and integrate a multiplicity of applications. We would also like to recognize the following leaders in the field of EMDR therapy who have been influential in our thinking and in this book. Jim Knipe's integration of structural dissociation theory emphasizes careful targeting of traumatic memories for clients with complex PTSD. Similarly, the contributions of Carol Forgash and Margaret Copley, Philip Mansfield, Laurel Parnell, Anna Gomez, and Robin Shapiro focus on the integration of ego state work and parts work when addressing attachment trauma. Likewise, Joanne Twombly integrates internal family systems therapy to strengthen clients' intrinsic drive toward health. Relevant to this book is the integration of EMDR therapy and somatic psychology introduced by Ulrich Lanius and Sandra Paulson, who emphasize clients' body awareness, working with boundaries, somatic resourcing, breath awareness, somatic interweaves for stuck processing, and the role of discharging movements during trauma processing. What to expect in this book? This book is written for EMDR therapists to meet the growing demand for an integration of somatic psychology interventions into the 8-phase treatment model. Our intention is to expand upon existing approaches by providing a synthesis of EMDR therapy and somatic psychology as a vital therapeutic approach that maximizes on our current understanding of trauma treatment. We have brought together practical interventions to enhance embodiment in trauma treatment and advanced scripted protocols for target development. We sincerely hope that you will come away with a better understanding of how to increase your own embodied awareness during your work with clients. With scripted protocols on hand, we encourage you to invite your clients to connect to their bodies during trauma reprocessing through sensory awareness and movement. As you will discover, this book begins with a broad discussion of science and theory related to trauma treatment and progresses into practical interventions addressing a wide range of specific topics and populations. Chapter 1 provides a brief history of EMDR therapy and somatic psychology and explores the essential components of each therapeutic modality. Chapter 2 explores embodiment through a discussion of the current research on the neurophysiological underpinnings of stress, trauma, emotion, and memory. In Chapter 3, we offer a synthesis of somatic psychology with EMDR therapy, summarized through the 7 principles of EMDR therapy and somatic psychology for trauma treatment. Chapter 4 provides a comprehensive compilation of interventions to enhance embodiment with scripted protocols that can be integrated into the 8 phases of EMDR therapy. These interventions provide support for therapists and clients who want to build somatic awareness through experiential explorations that incorporate mindfulness of sensations, movement impulses, breath, and boundaries. Chapter 5 applies EMDR therapy and somatic psychology to complex PTSD and attachment trauma by addressing topics such as targeting pre-verbal memories, identifying ego states through body awareness, and regulating dissociation during trauma reprocessing. Chapter 6 applies our integrated approach to the treatment of chronic pain and illness with interventions that target the traumatic components of distressing physical symptoms. Chapter 7 provides an exploration of the interplay between embodiment and multicultural competence as related to EMDR therapy. Within the therapeutic exchange, embodiment is a present-centered relational shaping that is informed by the cultural histories of both therapist and client. Therefore, the cultural context is central to this integrative approach to trauma treatment. Finally, because EMDR therapists who treat PTSD are at high risk for vicarious trauma, Chapter 8 offers a model of embodied self-care to prevent compassion fatigue and burnout. A note regarding case examples. For the purpose of protecting clients' confidentiality, the client stories shared within this book are composites of several individuals seen by Arielle and Barb over many years. All identifying details have been changed to protect the privacy and anonymity of any one person. Part 1. Foundational Concepts. Chapter 1. Embodiment in Trauma Treatment. We live in a culture that has taught us to override our body's natural impulses for movement. Many of us learn to sit still in order to be polite at home or to pay attention in school. While there are benefits to mindful reflection and stillness, staying immobile for too long can lead us to disregard or suppress somatic signals, a process that can interfere with successful trauma treatment. An emergence of respect for somatic psychology has helped therapists and clients understand the impact of traumatic events on the body. The body has been said to keep the score and bear the burden of trauma. As a result, the therapeutic community is increasingly recognizing that stressful and traumatic events need to be processed with embodied awareness, movement, and breath. Within psychotherapy, clients often remain disconnected from the body unless the therapist has the training and skills to integrate embodied awareness and movement into treatment. When the body is left out of the therapeutic equation, the biological effects of trauma can persist and interfere with successful treatment outcomes. Somatic sensations provide tremendous feedback about the impact of traumatic events. They also let us know when these events no longer hold power over us. Interventions that enhance embodiment take the therapeutic experience beyond where words can take a client. The therapist helps the client focus on unwinding stories held within the body, frozen in time. Both EMDR therapy and somatic psychology recognize that when clients increase their tolerance for disturbing sensations and emotions, they simultaneously reduce the distress associated with traumatic memories and increase their ability to respond effectively to the needs of the self. We believe that therapists trained in the combined use of EMDR therapy and somatic psychology have advanced tools to work with symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. Primarily, embodiment requires dedicated practice on the part of therapists as well as clients. Therapists' own somatic awareness allows them to use subtle changes in sensations as a reference point that provides information about clients' experiences or potential countertransference. As therapists increase their own somatic awareness, they also provide modeling of embodied awareness for clients. Furthermore, somatic therapists foster environments that invite clients to safely develop body awareness. This chapter provides a brief history of EMDR therapy and somatic psychology and explores the essential components of each therapeutic modality. EMDR therapy. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR therapy, is a comprehensive approach to therapy developed by Dr. Francine Shapiro in 1987. Shapiro discovered EMDR therapy purely by chance when she noticed that her eyes were moving back and forth while she was thinking of something disturbing, and, as a result, the disturbance went away. Over time, she developed an 8-phase trauma treatment model that helps clients to process traumatic life experiences, related symptoms, and painful coping strategies. EMDR therapy is structured to treat PTSD by helping the client process disturbing memories through desensitizing related images, thoughts, feelings, and body sensations. This process relies upon dual attention, in which the client is asked to remain aware of the present moment experience while simultaneously addressing memories related to the traumatic event. Desensitization of traumatic events uses bilateral dual attention stimulation, which we will refer to as BLS-DAS throughout the book. BLS stands for bilateral stimulation, and DAS refers to dual attention stimulation. We include both terms because they have been used interchangeably in the EMDR therapy literature. BLS-DAS can be administered in the form of eye movements, pulses, tones, or tapping that alternate between the left and right side of the body. EMDR therapists assist clients to develop a target by having them identify the associated components related to a traumatic event, which includes the worst picture or image, the negative cognition, NC, the emotions, and body sensations. A subjective units of disturbance scale, SUDS, is used to determine the level of distress the client is experiencing on a scale from 0 to 10, in which 0 is neutral or no disturbance, and 10 is the highest disturbance. Furthermore, EMDR therapy utilizes a 3-prong protocol which addresses any past incidents that led to the current disturbance, present circumstances that elicit distress, and future events that will require new skills and attitudes. The 3-prong protocol helps to anchor the new positive cognition, PC, and related somatic experiences into past, present, and future situations. When assessing for the strength of the PC, EMDR therapists utilize a validity of cognition scale, VOC, in which clients rate the strength of their positive belief from 1 to 7, where 1 is completely false and 7 is completely true. Upon completion of desensitization, Shapiro found that clients not only reported neutrality toward the disturbance, but also reported feeling a positive outcome, including new insights and a sense of resolution. She applied the adaptive information processing model, which is defined as an inherent capacity in the brain to integrate traumatic events given sufficient support. For example, a client who was raped might have internalized beliefs about herself, such as, "I'm not safe." As she processes this event with EMDR therapy, she begins to work through the pain of the traumatic event while recognizing that it is over and that she is safe now. As a result, the client is able to integrate accurate beliefs about herself and finds relief and resolution by the end of treatment. EMDR.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?